Hope your morning's off to a great start. Let's get your news right now with Eva Fragiscatos.
Good morning. Doug Ford's Progressive Conservatives won a third majority government last night.
I thank you for being here, for sharing this incredible moment with me.
Ford says the people of Ontario have answered his call for a strong mandate to fight against U.S. President Donald Trump and his tariff threats. The NDP retained official opposition status while the Liberals gained enough seats to regain official party status in the legislature. According to Elections Ontario's website, there was about a 45% voter turnout. A cool view in the sky tonight as the planets align for the first time until 2040. All seven planets will be visible at about 6:15 p.m. this evening, with Saturn and Mercury starting to disappear on the horizon around 6:40. If you don't have a telescope, only Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will be visible to the naked eye. In sports, Leafs face the Rangers tonight at 7. Raptors take on the Bulls tonight at 8. CHFI weather. We've got a winter weather travel advisory in effect. Today, windy with widespread afternoon snow lasting through the evening. A high of +2. Tonight, low -6, feeling like -12. And on Saturday, windy with some light snow possible for the morning, and then sun and cloud, a high of -6. Right now, it's -4, feels like -9. Westbound side of the 401 through the Port Hope area approaching Wesleyville. We've got the two right lanes still closed off. That's all for a truck fire cleanup. Eastbound Gardner east of York, the right lane remains blocked. That's all because of a collision. And on the West QEW, the ramp to Dixie, that's blocked all because of a collision.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Oh, yeah. You know what that sound means. It is time to play CHFI Perfect Recall. It's really easy. If you're new to the game, we're about to play you four songs. In this four-song window, you're going to get the best of the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today. All you have to do is write down the name of the song and the artist. Get it exactly right, because when we close the window after that fourth song, if you are lucky enough to be caller 16 at 416-872-CHFI, you're going to win your share of $50,000. Each correctly identified song is worth money. So let's fire open that window right now with Madonna and La Isla Bonita.
Just like I never gone, I knew the song. The young girl with
CHFI Perfect Recall. That is song one of four in this window. Write them down. Take a picture. Do what you got to do to remember them, because when we close the window, if you're caller 16, you can win your share of $50,000 just for identifying those songs and artists. I'm saying it's the easiest money in the GTA. Okay, I want to know what saying don't your kids understand? This is because Steph recently said knock on wood and ditto to her kids who are 15 and
almost 13.
And almost 13. Mm-hmm. And their response was what?
Ew.
Why is that cringe, Mom?
Wow, you're being cringe, Mom.
So we're looking for the sayings your kids don't understand, and, you know, the ones that leave them looking at you like you're cringe. Siobhan in Whitby, what is it?
I still say the phrase word when I'm agreeing with something.
I do that too, but I do it on purpose.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why. That's okay. What I do now.
I love it.
So you'll say word, and then what's the reaction from your kids?
Oh, the look that I get?
It's like she
cringes and just kind of looks at me like, oh my God.
How old is your daughter, your son?
My daughter's 25 now, but oh my God. Years ago.
I love that. So I hope you never stop saying word.
Oh, I don't. I won't.
Siobhan, thanks so much for the call.
No problem.
Text coming in here at 981-981 from Nancy and Markham. Nancy goes, I said, let's skedaddle. And my daughter told me to never say that again in public.
That's like my boyfriend. He'd be like, let's boogie. I'm like, don't say that.
Like, boogie sounds like it's from the 70s. Skedaddle's from the 1920s. Let's skedaddle, see?
Yeah, you got to do it in your voice.
I'm an old-timey PI. Let's skedaddle. I love it. Keep your text coming. What sayings don't your kids understand? In the meantime, it is the second song of this Perfect Recall window. I love Virginia to Vegas. Here they are with Better Man.
Six hours and I'm back where I started. LA in the rear view. My heart is barely what it used to be. Barely what it used to be. Left the house in the Oaks by the ocean. Back to Toronto. I'm hoping I can find what's left of me. That city got the best of me. Sick and tired of living my life that way. Maybe I should get to church on Sunday. Call my mom, put a smile on her face. Tell her one thing. I wanna be a better me, a better man. A better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again. Cause I still got a couple loose ends. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money. But I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can. To be a better me, a better man. To a bachelor apartment, trying to keep my mind fed. But it's hard when everybody seems to be settling down with the families. Sick and tired of living my life that way. Maybe I should get to church on Sunday. Call my mom, put a smile on her face. Tell her one thing. I wanna be a better me, a better man. A better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again. Cause I still got a couple loose ends. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money. But I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can. To be a better me, a better man. Six hours and I'm back where I started. LA in the rear view. My heart is barely what it used to be. Barely what it used to be. I wanna be better me, a better man. A better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again. Cause I still got a couple of cents. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money. But I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can. To be a better me, a better man. We'll be right back.
That's my do better song. Like, that's the song I'll put on Sundays when I'm like cleaning the house. I'm trying to reset for the week and be like, be better this week.
Wow.
I'll put it on. It's like, yeah, it's a positive song, you know?
It is.
On your parents.
That's the one you would pick.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's part of a playlist.
Okay.
All right. CHFI Perfect Recall. Two more songs coming your way when we close the window. Be caller 16 to win your share of $50,000. What sayings don't your kids understand? I mean, the list is long, as I'm learning from the text line and from you calling in. What sayings don't your kids understand? Let's go to Peter in Caledon.
And so when I tell my kids they still smell like milk, they look at me like I'm a weirdo.
My boyfriend says something similar. He says, you still have milk on your lips, and the kids don't get it.
Yeah, they don't get it. They're like, Dad, what does milk have to do with anything? So, well, you might as well learn in time.
Yep.
So it's funny. I never had that one said to me, but I'm guessing this one means like, hey, you're still pretty young, like stay in your lane.
Yeah, you're still young. You have no idea what life is all about. That's exactly what it means.
Yep. Right. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Like, what are you talking about, Dad?
They're like getting a napkin. Yeah. You're like, no.
Peter, thanks so much for sharing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Sounds like Peter's at the racetrack out in Caledon. Text coming in here from Amanda at 981-981. Amanda says, I said, take a chill pill to my daughter the other day, and she told me, please never say that again in front of my friends.
Wow.
Take a chill
pill. She does need to take a chill pill.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Yeah.
Take a second chill pill. Keep your text coming. What are the sayings your kids don't understand? We got song three of this Perfect Recall window. Oh, yeah. Backstreet Boys, Quit Playing Games With My Heart. It's raining, and Nick Carter's wearing a transparent white shirt for some reason.
Wow, TMI.
AJ shirtless. What's happening?
Even in my heart, I see you're not being true to me. Deep within my soul.
CHFI Perfect Recall. That was song three. That means we got one more song coming your way. As soon as you hear that last song, that's when we close the window. That's when you want to try and be caller 16. I know it's tough. You might get a busy signal because everyone in the GTA is trying to call. But if you get through and you're caller 16, chance to win your share of $50,000. So stick with it. All right. So one more song coming up, but we also want to know what saying don't your kids understand? This inspired by Steph saying ditto and knock on wood to your 15-year-old and your 13-year-old who said
just everyday phrases that everyone uses.
Well, yeah.
Apparently not.
Knock on wood. I thought that was universal and I thought that stood the test of time. Apparently not. They thought you were cringy. Text coming in at 981-981. Karen from Mississauga texting in saying, I told my son, don't touch that. You'll knock over the whole kit and caboodle. He looked at me like I was speaking alien. Yeah. Kit and caboodle
I like kit and caboodle.
I don't say that one.
I haven't said that one in a long time.
I don't know that I've ever said that one, but I know what it means.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mike in Toronto texting in saying, I said, be kind, rewind. And my kid asked if I was having a stroke.
Yeah, that's, you're aging yourself there.
That, yeah, because that one's obviously from the days of VHS tapes, jumbo video, Blockbuster. But to a kid now, what does it even mean? They don't even know what rewind.
They don't.
I guess like if you're streaming, it's like, oh, rewind it or whatever.
Yeah, but not really. They're not, they're just pausing it.
Yeah.
I don't even think my kids have ever rewound.
Be kind, rewind.
I love that so much.
That's hilarious. Keep your texts coming. These sayings that your kids just don't get, they find you cringy for. You can drop us a text at 981-981. One more song coming your way in Perfect Recall. First, though, let's get you a check on the roads.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. Big problems on the westbound QEW. The ramp to Dixie completely shut down because of a collision. Looks like a vehicle rolled into the ditch. We've got a lot of emergency crews on the scene through here right now, so you'll have to find an alternate ramp. Eastbound Queensway at Kipling, right lane closed for a collision. North 400, north of the 401, the right lane is blocked with a stalled car. And on the west 401 through Port Hope, approaching Wesleyville, we still have the two right lanes closed for a truck fire cleanup. From recharging your battery to recharging your living room with their home decor partners, take a CAA membership along the way and enjoy savings. Learn more at joincaasco.com.
Sabrina Carpenter is bringing her short and sweet tour back to Toronto.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Sabrina Carpenter, and CHFI wants to send you to see her live. Listen to Rick Campanelli with Brooksy all next week at 5 p.m. for your chance to win a pair of tickets.
Please, 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 don't throw a mess.
Sabrina Carpenter, the Short and Sweet Tour. Back in Toronto on November 10th and 11th. Win with 98.1 CHFI.
See more of Europe with Air Canada Vacations. Until March 16th, choose between 10,000 packages under $2,499. To book, contact your travel agent or visit aircanadavacations.com.
Psst, did you hear that Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $15 million?
If I won, I'd start my own film festival.
Shh, no dreaming during the movie.
Sorry, I'd produce, direct, and star in my own summer blockbusters.
And watch them in my 200-seat home theater.
I'd buy my own roller coaster.
Sorry.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $15 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Do you love bread but hate the bloating and gas? Yeast overgrowth in the gut can leave you feeling tired, bloated, and heavy. Thankfully, there's a natural way to enjoy bread pain-free. Dita by New Nordic, Scandinavia's leading health company, combines natural antifungal ingredients like oregano, cinnamon, and olive leaf extract. How can you spell relief from cramps, bloating, and gas from yeast? D-I-D-A. Find Dita at Shoppers Drug Mart, Loblaws, Jean Coutu Superstores, or online at Amazon and NewNordic.ca.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Get family-sized boneless, skinless chicken breast or thighs at $4.66 per pound. Offer ends Wednesday, March 5th. Shop now. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your first aid cabinets are stocked, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas apparel program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
HFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
Hey, this is Steph's favorite song because she's our resident pyromaniac. Woo! It's Katy Perry with Firework. Good luck being caller 16.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and live.
Okay, we have caller 16 on the line. We'll see how much money they're going to take down right after Vanessa Carlton.
Make my way downtown, walking fast, face this path and I'm homebound. There I'm blankly ahead, just making a way through the crowd. I need you, and I miss you, and now I want. sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you. Nice. So in times like these when I think of you and I wonder if you ever think of me. I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? Oh, 'cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight. Downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Sky, do you think time would pass us by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I can just hold you tonight.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI, Perfect Recall.
Caller 16 is the first timer, Juliet Fernandez of Brampton. Juliet, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, well, it's Friday, so it's already a good day. The weekend is
excellent.
In sight. And it might be an even better morning for you here. Let's see how you're going to do on CHFI Perfect Recall. Juliet, what was song number one?
Song number one is La Isla Bonita by Madonna.
Great start. Juliet, what was song two?
Betterman by Virginia to Vegas.
Juliet, what was song number three?
Quit Playing Games with My Heart by Backstreet Boys.
Bring it home for us. Juliet Fernandez of Brampton, what was the final song of this Perfect Recall window?
Firework by Katy Perry.
Boom! You've gone and done it, Juliet Fernandez. Yes. You just won yourself $400 in the Pooja and Gurdeep show. What are you going to do with it?
I'm planning to go on a dinner with my family, my husband and kids.
I love that. What a great way to spend the money. Quality time, right? Time is our greatest resource.
Sure.
That's fantastic. Juliet, thanks so much for listening to the show. You have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you so much.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
Let's see if we can give away another 400 in half an hour when we play Perfect Recall again. Keep on listening. It's 7:30 and minus 8. Here's Eva.
Good morning. The Tories won Ontario's snap provincial election. It's the third major government win for Doug Ford and the PCs. The biggest change of the night was for the Liberals, who won enough seats to regain official party status for the first time since 2018. But leader Bonnie Crombie did not win a seat. The NDP will again form the official opposition, but with a reduced seat count. It's the final day of February and we're in for more wintry weather. A winter weather travel advisory is in effect, impacting today's commute home from work and school. The snow is expected to begin this afternoon and last through the evening. The GTA could see 5 to 10 centimeters of snow. The 97th Academy Awards will be handed out this weekend. Emilia Perez leads the nominations with 13, while Wicked and The Brutalist tied for second place with 10 nominations each. Comedian Conan O'Brien will host the show, airing Sunday night at 8 on ABC. In sports, Leafs face the Rangers tonight at 7. Raptors take on the Bulls tonight at 8. CHFI weather. Today, windy with widespread afternoon snow lasting through the evening. A high of plus 2. Tonight, low minus 6 and a wind chill of minus 12. Saturday, windy with some morning light snow possible, and then sun and cloud with a high of minus 6. Right now it's minus 4, feels like minus 9. On the northbound side of the 400, north of the 401, we've got the right lane blocked because of a stalled vehicle. And then if you are using the westbound 401 through Port Hope approaching Wesleyville, we still have the two right lanes closed for a truck fire cleanup. And West QEW ramp to Dixie, that's all shut down because of a collision. There's a vehicle that rolled into the ditch. We've got a lot of emergency crews on the scene. And eastbound 401 at Islington and the Express, problems have cleared.
Good morning. Question for you. Would you rather work 4 days, 10 hours, or the 5 day, 8 hour work week? We're discussing next.
For a while there, it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh. Please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling insane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all. I want you, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
I don't know why, but this feels like a long week. Anyone else?
Yes.
It does, right?
I don't know why. It feels so long.
Maybe it's because we've been without Pooja the last couple of days. She deals with a sick child, or I don't know. It just feels like it's just winter dragging on.
Mm-hmm.
Just the puddles everywhere, the slush everywhere. Yeah. Having to put on your dog's boots every time you want to take them outside. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, that 4-day work week we had, it was just last week. Doesn't that feel like...
What?
I know. Doesn't it feel like it was months ago?
Yeah, it does. It feels like it was in January.
Yeah. That 4-day... honestly, right? That was sweet, though. That 4-day week, it really just cuts into a week nicely when you don't have to work Monday. Mm-hmm. But I hate to be the bearer of bad news, because I don't know about you guys. I always do this. Like, after you finish a stat or a short week, I'm always like, ooh, when's the next one?
Yeah.
And then I'll, like, look it up.
Yep.
It shocked me how far away we are from the next... short week stat holiday.
Well, today's the last day of February.
Mm-hmm.
Is there not one in March?
There's not one in March this year.
Ew.
The next one is Good Friday, which is late this year. Good Friday is Friday, April 18th.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Why is Easter so late?
I don't know. So it's basically, it's 2 months, because Family Day was what, like the 17th or whatever? Like, it's 2 months between...
Oh.
Yeah, so...
So we need, what you're saying is we need something in March.
We absolutely need something in March. St. Patrick's Day. Let's take it off. A stat holiday. But it did
day get, after St. Patrick's Day.
Veteran move. I like that. It did get me thinking, though, because, like, you're already at work anyways. Would it be, and I know this is a complete hypothetical, but like, if you could just stick around at work an extra 2 hours and be productive, would you do that if it meant you worked a 4-day week? So basically what I'm asking is, you still work 40 hours, but would you rather do 4 days, 10 hours each, or just keep the current setup, which is 5 days times 8 hours?
I already do that. So do I get an extra day off?
It's a hypothetical.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would totally do that.
I would do that because you're here anyways.
Yeah.
Like, the whole process of getting up for work, getting ready for work, packing food.
What day would you want off? The Friday, the Monday, or like a Wednesday, like midweek?
Honestly, beggars can't be choosers, so I would take whatever. But like, if I could pick, probably the Monday.
Yeah.
Just because then, I mean, you don't get the case of the Sundays.
I'm trying to think what stat holidays usually fall on a Monday. So would you take the
Sometimes
Friday?
Sometimes they naturally fall on a Monday, or they just punt them. Like, they give you sort of the day that's closest to it. But
I might do Friday, because we usually get Monday.
But the vibe in here on Friday is so silly and ridiculous.
I know. That's why. Oh, I get what you're saying.
I wouldn't want to miss out on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
I'll take Thursday.
I'll trade Monday or Tuesday vibe.
Yeah. It's random.
That's so random. I love that. Okay. You know what? Why don't we let you decide?
Five calls.
Decide it all.
We love playing Would You Rather. This is the five calls. Decide it all. Would you rather? Would you rather work 4 days, 10 hours each, or would you just keep the current setup at 5 days times 8 hours? Five calls, decide it all. Call us right now, 416-872-CHFI. swear it's the easiest game going. We just had another big winner 40 minutes ago right here on this show. We're going to open up the CHFI Perfect Recall window once more at 8 o'clock. Track the four songs we play. When we close the window, if you're caller 16, you get to win your share of $50,000. And this weekend, track the bonus songs Saturday and Sunday, because Pooja and I will have some extra cash for you Monday morning.
CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Prajaskatos. West QEW ramp to Dixie, that's closed off because a vehicle rolled into the ditch. And then if you are using the West 401 through Port Hope approaching Wesleyville, we still have two right lanes closed for a truck fire cleanup. Problems North 400, north of the 401, they have all cleared away. Get 20 times the points today at Shoppers Drug Mart. Open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and get 30% back in points. Conditions in app.
Five calls decided all. Would you rather work 4 days times 10 hours or 5 days times 8 hours? You decide next.
I could stick around and get along with you. Hello, oh, oh, oh. It doesn't really mean that I'm into you. Hello, oh, oh, oh. You're all right, but I'm your darling to enjoy the party. Don't get too excited, cause that's all you'll get from me. Hey, yeah, I think you're cute.
Six right now, feels like minus 8, and looks like we may have about 5 more centimeters of snow coming through today.
5 calls
decide it all.
All right, 5 calls decide it all. Complete hypothetical. I'm still in the afterglow of that short work week we had last week where we only had to work 10 days. Thanks, Family Day. And it got me thinking, would you rather work a 4-day work week if it meant you had to work 10-hour days compared to the regular 5-day, 8-hour work week? What do you think? 5 calls decided all. Jim from Scarborough.
4 by 10. When you asked about Monday or Friday or Wednesday, I've done the Monday off and I've done the Wednesday off.
Ooh, that's nice.
And my choice would be the Wednesday off.
Yeah.
Midweek break. Then you're just working too many 2-day weeks. That's kind of nice. Yeah. Hey, Jim, your vote's been counted.
Have a great day.
You do. Michelle from Colburn, would you rather do 4 days times 10 hours or 5 days times 8 hours?
4 days, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah, no.
Okay, I like that.
Sorry, that was so sad.
No, no, we like some sass on a Friday morning here. You don't think the 2 hours would be too long and cumbersome?
No, I don't think so. If it means you get an extra day off.
I feel like a lot of us are already doing extra work, so it's not going to make a difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you count?
I was kind of thinking that, but it would have added to the sass. My work days are already 10 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you deserve the 4-day week. Michelle, your vote's been counted. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, Hyman, friend of the show. So would you rather work 4 days times 10 hours or 5 days times 8 hours?
I'll do 4 days times 10 hours.
Yeah, I think so. That's a popular choice, right?
Yes, definitely. And as Steph said, I'll choose the Friday off because most holidays fall on a Monday.
Yeah,
I love that. And Hyman, you drive for a living, right? So, I mean, you're having fun in the car. You're listening to CHFI. It's all good.
Every morning.
Love it, buddy. Your vote's been counted. Thanks, Hyman.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Todd from Sudbury. Nice to hear from you from the Big Nickel. So, Todd, would you rather go 4 times 10 or 5 times 8?
You almost, you took the words out of my mouth, Gurdeep. I work 4 tens currently.
Okay.
And I take Mondays off. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice knowing on Sunday that you have another day off.
Yeah.
Right? Well, everyone else...
I thought like Friday, everyone's in a good mood. It's, you know, it's a good day, stuff like that. Mondays kind of suck. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, while everyone is got the Sunday scaries and is stressing, like Sunday at 8 p.m., you're just chilling. You're putting on another episode of Severance. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
Todd, your vote's been counted. Thanks, bud.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Mitchell from Oshawa, you tell us, would you rather work 4 days times 10 hours or 5 days times 8 hours?
4 days times 10 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how come?
Long weekend and I don't have to be at work as much.
Yeah, I think this one is pretty unanimous. Mitchell, thanks. Your vote's been counted.
Thanks very much, guys.
Well, turns out that one wasn't that controversial.
No.
Or contentious.
Yeah. But you know what? I like what you had said while we were in commercial break. You were saying it would be a little bit more dramatic if it was 5 days at 6 hours.
Yeah, maybe we had to tip the scales a little more. So,
but I still think for me, I would still choose the 4 day work week because I need that extra day to not be at work. So you get a full day off.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against the 4 day work week. Just having that whole extra day where your brain can compartmentalize and not even get into work mode. There's some value in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 5-0. All of you. All of the GTA. This is a small sample size, but all of the GTA, we're going to say, wants the 4-day work week. Powers that be, let's make it happen.
Cause I
share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win with Stage 5 Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to win five times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
Trade pushing a cart and fighting for a parking spot for your very favorite thing to do, or even just something else you need to do. That's the freedom of Walmart Online Grocery. In as little as 2 hours, the groceries you order can be right at your home with the same great value of shopping at Walmart and no markups. Try Walmart Online Grocery and sign up for the Delivery Pass 90-day trial. New customers get $15 off the first four orders and unlimited free same-day grocery delivery. Try today at walmart.ca.
Take that, boredom. Hotel X brings the fun from Family Day weekend to March break. Escape to a resort right here in the city. Complete with a totally awesome retro arcade, rooftop heated pool, spa, movie theater, and more. Do it all. Book today at hotelxtoronto.com.
How to fix broken furnace. What's a heat exchanger?
You might not know how to fix a furnace, but we do. We're Reliance Home Comfort, here to take your call 24/7. And if you need a new furnace, ask us about our next day or we pay installation guarantee. Plus, right now, save 20% during the Reliance Team Member Pricing Event, where you pay what we pay. So if you need help now,
call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Remember when Dad tried to get me into soccer?
Yes, he tried. You could barely kick the ball. And Dad would just laugh and say, "It's okay, you're just warming up. For next season."
But then, my first goal, he yelled, "That's my boy." When he was here, he made everything feel like a win.
In every small memory, a story lives on forever. ArborMemorial.ca. Every life remembered.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? If your name is Fred or Samara, Booster Juice has a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer with your name on it. Valid today only with your Booster Rewards app.
Lazy Boy of Southern Ontario is proudly Canadian-owned and operated. When you shop with Lazy Boy, you're not just buying furniture. You are supporting Canadian jobs, families, and local charities. Your furniture purchase helps strengthen our communities and improves lives. We are as dedicated as ever at providing you with top-quality home furnishings at outstanding value.
Double scratch and save up to an extra 50% off your entire purchase during our weekend sale at 8 GTA stores, plus Kitchener, Barrie, and St. Catharines.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved.
9 rentals completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability and memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79%.
Deep breath, piano pickup, hockey drop-off. Ooh, did you remember the Farm Boy cupcakes for afterwards? And dinner.
We got this. Voila delivered our groceries this morning. Cupcakes are in the back seat.
Got them.
And I got some ready-made pulled pork and Longo's fresh buns for dinner.
Ooh.
Plus, some compliments hot chocolate. A little reward for surviving tonight.
You're on a roll, honey.
Voila delivers fresh groceries from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's at the same prices in-store with no hidden fees. Voila, your groceries delivered just like that.
He knows the rules, and she knows how to break them. The unlikely duo of a by-the-book cop and a wily con woman are back for season 2 of Wild Cards. Crime solving that's packed with surprises. Wild Cards. Stream new episodes Wednesdays. Watch free on CBC Gem.
Dream of a brighter tomorrow with the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. Bonus prize deadline is March 7th. Discover incredible downtown living with a $1.6 million bonus prize. A fully furnished Toronto condo with a spacious den, generous balcony, breathtaking views, and $50,000. You're also in to win the stunning homes in Oakville and Georgian Bay. Bonus prize deadline March 7th. Carry the fire. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Raffle number 1426743.
Eastside Mario's knows you've heard of shrinkflation.
But with everyday all-you-can-eat soup, salad, and garlic home loaf, welcome to Eatflation.
Eat some Mario's, eat some Mario's. Hey, bada boom, bada bing.
It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, and guess what? Sabrina Carpenter is coming back through Toronto, and we want to send you. Already in my fourth one. Dear, okay, all right. Sabrina Carpenter coming back with her Short and Sweet tour. Couple more shows at Scotiabank Arena November 10th and 11th. And guess what? We have tickets. November 10th and 11th sounds so far away.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah,
they
it's
are
like
far
we
away.
Just passed November 10th and 11th last weekend. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, we're in the second month of the year. November is the second last month of the year. Yeah. It's a ways to go. But look, this is a hot ticket. Sabrina Carpenter has blown up over the last couple of years. So we want to get your paws on these tickets right now. Here's how you win them. Listen to Rick and Brooksy all next week for your chance to win. Also, if you go to CHFI's Instagram page right now, you'll have another chance to win right there. Good luck. Speaking of winning, CHFI Perfect Recall, we're about to open the window for you. Win your share of $50,000 just by listening to the music we play. It is 8 o'clock at minus 8. Here's Eva.
Good morning. The snap election paid off for Doug Ford. Ford and the Progressive Conservatives won a third straight majority government, making him the first premier to win three straight majorities since 1959. Elections Canada says not even half of eligible voters turned out to cast a ballot yesterday. Marit Stiles and the Ontario NDP will serve another term as the official opposition, while the Liberals will have party status in the legislature for the first time since 2018. February is giving us one final snowfall. Environment Canada has issued a winter weather travel advisory as an Alberta clipper brings snow to the GTA. The heaviest snowfall is expected this afternoon and early evening, impacting the afternoon commute. We could see a total of up to 10 centimeters. It's Oscar weekend. Emilia Perez, Wicked, and The Brutalist are among the top nominees heading into the 97th Academy Awards. Comedian Conan O'Brien will host the show, airing Sunday night at 8 on ABC. In sports, Leafs face the Rangers tonight at 7, and the Raptors take on the Bulls tonight at 8. CHFI weather. Today, windy with snow, a high of +2. Tonight, low -6. Wind chill -12. Saturday, windy with